Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Ayin, the top line of Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and we continue to discuss refuas, l'chazazisa, for some sort of a boil, which was moist on the outside and dry inside, lesi shev chiti erzenaisa, v'niklinu amarachata, v'nafik mishcha minayo, v'nishuf. You should take 7 fat wheat kernels and roast them on a new metal stove, and take the oil that it produces and smear it on this boil. And Rav Shimon Ba'ashi, avad le'lahu ayvichavim l'dava acha v'issi, that Rav Shimon Ba'ashi actually used this refua for a certain goal. And he was healed. And Taisis is Hikshur Abul Chanan Amayla Usul Rapis Ibukhavin Karminum Perk Imamidin Kamiyamaladis Menekes Afilu Biska Lufishim Gavu Lavidis Kichavin Vaimuri and Taisis answers the Shemach Kadelis Rachim Berfu Ashari that over here they were doing so in order to understand how to do refuas and Kadeshi Yedel Rapis Yisrael Ali Dekain, and this way they would be able to learn how to actually heal other Jews. And of course, this goes together with the Chsam Sefer, where the Chsam Sefer says that you actually can't use different refuas that work by Goyim for Jews or vice versa, and we can't necessarily use statistics from Goyim for Jews or vice versa because we're considered completely different. Inami Adchavim Hayudeya Shei Bakir Berfuah Zayis, or does Goyim knew that he was a Bakir in this refuah? V'sharei Mishum Eva, and if Rav Shimon Ba'ashi didn't do this refuah, then it would cause hatred and therefore was muta. Ishem Leishaya Kan Megadol Ben Levitz Chavim Could Moyim Be Yaledus Menekes. Maybe over here, since the person was alive and just refuah, so over here it's not Megadol someone for Levitz Chavim, and it's not similar to the case of Yaledus or Menekes. And the Gemara continues, Amma Shmuel states, someone is wounded by a Persian spear, and Rashi says, and they would put some sort of poison on the tip of the spear, he will not be able to live, but while he is still alive, and he didn't die yet, you should feed him fatty meat, roasted on coals, and undiluted wine, which will give him strength to live a bit longer, and be able to give his last will and testament to his family, and give out his nechassim. Rav Ida Ba'Oven, Rav Ida Ba'Oven states, if someone swallows a hornet, he will not live. And while he's still alive and he didn't die yet, you should give him a revius of diluted vinegar, as in this way he will be able to live a little longer and he'll be able to give his tava to his family. And some regards to chala shamgaz, and Rashi says that this is very strong vinegar. And the Gemara continues, Rav Yishuv Levi, achal basa shal belefes, that if someone eats meat and he eats turnips under the moon on the night of the 14th or the 15th during the summer months, he will get this illness called a chiloi, which the Gemara will explain in a moment. And the Gemara continues, Tana, we learned in the Braisa of a malik crazy mikol dava achzase achiloi, and Rashi explains mikol dava shu tovloi, even if something that's good for him umasakul chechoi and it's sweet va'ichumenu kol tavasai, and he eats too much of that item mevilo dechayli sheshmoi achiloi. The Gemara states, Amar Papa, Papa said afilu mitam. Even if you eat a lot of dates, then achzasa achilai. And the Gemara asks Pshita. L'chayr, we just said if you eat anything, then it's achzasa achilai. And the Gemara states sakat et chemina. You may think chayl va'amamar. Since we learned that tamri mesbon, that if someone eats dates, it satiates them umashachanan, and it also warms them umishalshlon, and it causes them to go to the bathroom ma'ashran, and gives them energy v'lemin fa'ankon. And even though they are very sweet, they won't spoil a person who eats them, and he won't become an istinus. Imaloi, maybe since we have so many good properties, maybe this idea of achzasa achilai doesn't apply to dates. Kamash Mulan, that even by dates, if you eat too many dates, that will also cause this person to get the sickness called achiloi. And the Gemara asks, my achiloi, what is the sickness? Amar Belaza, ish latzomis, it's fire in your bones. And the Gemara asks, my ish latzomis, amar baya ish kami, it means the fire in bones, which seems to be that his bones will disintegrate. And the Gemara continues, my asuse, what is the remedy for the ish kami? And the Gemara states, amar baya, amar li'ein, my mother told me, and of course this is not his mother, but it's his midwife who took care of him, kula shekaini tlasa v'shiva v'treisa v'hayad the mystery, that all types of medicines, when you take the potion, you can take them for 3, 7, or 12 days. However, this medicine, you have to take until you're healed completely. And another difference between the remedies is kula shekaini al libere kana, that all medicines you take on an empty stomach. However, this medicine you would take after you eat and drank, and you went to the bathroom, and you come out of the bathroom, and you wash your hands. And what is the actual remedy? And Rashi explains, you take a handful of shesisa, which is Shem Michael HaAsim Mekemach HaDashim U'Melech. It's made from ground up lentils and salt. And you also take old wine and you knead them together. And you should then eat this mixture. And he should then wrap himself in blankets and he should be able to sweat and he should go to sleep. And no one should wake him until he gets up by himself. And when he gets up, he should take the blanket it off of him immediately, v'loy, and if he doesn't do so, hadalavai, this sickness will come back to him. And the Gemara now continues with various Eitz HaTayvais. Amal Eliyahu Rav Nassan, Eliyahu HaNavi told Rav Nassan, achol shlish, you should eat a third of your capacity, v'shasei shlish, and drink a third of your capacity, v'hanach shlish, and you should leave over a third that you don't eat, and you're not full. V'chshticha is tam al-melecha, and this way, if you get angry, you'll have room for your anger to go into your body. And as Rashi says, that if you actually fill up your body with food and drink, then when you get angry, your body will not have room for the kas, and it isn't healthy, and it will cause you damage. And the Gemara continues, Rabchia taught us in a brisa, that if someone wants to make sure they don't have intestinal problems, he should make sure to dip his bread in wine and in oil during the summer and during the winter. If someone enjoys a specific type of suda, you should pull yourself away from that and you shouldn't go after your taivis. And as Rashi says, because then you'll have a desire to eat a lot and this will cause you to overeat. And make sure to go to the bathroom when you have to go to the bathroom and don't hold yourself back. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says that someone that holds themselves back from going to the bathroom, he could be over on two lavim, and this would be a deraisa of Alta Shaksu and Velayura Bukhar Evers Dava. However, the Dvar Makkah says that this is only a Din Rabbanan and only a Smacht Ba'alma. And the Gemara continues, Ma'ukva states, Hai Manda Shossi Tilya Chivra Achzasa Vitek. If someone drinks a white type of wine, which was a very inferior type of wine, then he will become weak. There were 60 types of wine. Malia de Kul, the best type of wine is Sumka Rechosna. There was a type of red wine which had a fragrance, as Rashi says, Sheishla Reich Taimaid, Guria de Kula, and the most inferior is Tilya Chivra, is this type of white wine which we just mentioned. And the Gemara continues, Amra Behuda, Hai Manda Yosef, Safrani Nisim, Gabinura. If someone sits by a fire in the mornings of the days of Nisan, v'shayev mishcha, and then he rubs himself with oil, v'nafik, and he goes outside, v'yasa b'shimsha, and he sits in the sun, achsasa v'dyak, then he'll also become very weak. Tanur Rabbanu, we learned, hekiz dam v'shimish mitasa, havalei banav v'sikin, if someone is mekiz dam, and he then has tashra hamita, and his wife becomes pregnant from that tashmish, havalei banav v'sikin, that child that will be born will be weak. Hekizu shteim v'shimshu, if both of them had akaz adam, and then right away, they had tashra hamita, havalei banav bali rosin, this is even worse, and she becomes pregnant from this tashmish, then they will have very weak children, as Rashi says, Chaloshim Habe Mach Mashiyishlam Sheretz B'Moich, as these children will have some sort of a sheretz in their brain or some sort of an infection. Rav Pap explained, Le'emaran, the only time that we said this, El Dele Tarmidi, is if they didn't eat anything after Hakaz Adam, Al Tarmidi, but once they eat something afterwards and they revive their strength, less Lumbar, then that wouldn't be a problem. Rav Bavuna stated, Bab Min HaDerech, if someone comes from traveling, Vishimish Mitasai, and immediately has Tashra Mita, Havalei Banam Vesikin, then any child that's born from the tashmish will be weak. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned, Habavi Beis Akise, if someone comes from the bathroom, Ali Shamish Mitasai, Achi Isha Shir Chetzimil, he shouldn't go and have tashmish until he waits for the Shir of a half a mil, which is approximately 9 minutes, and it's the amount of time that it takes to walk 1,000 Amis, Mepeshe Shed Beis Akise Malavi Imai, because there's a shade in the Beis Akise, and it goes and escorts him with him, Vim Shimish Havalei Banam Nichvim, and if he actually has tashmish mita without waiting the Shir, then the child will be epileptic and will have seizures, and as Rashi says, L'Neflim Ma'isei Chayli. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, if someone has tashmita while standing, he will have cramps. Miyushav, if he has tashmita while sitting, then he'll have yawning or burping. If his wife is on top and he's on bottom, then this will cause delirium. And the Gemara asks, my delirium, what is the remedy for delirium? Some delirium is the daria, that the medication for delirium is the daria, my dadara. And what is the daria? Amar Abaya, Marika de Chaisi, that's referring to saffron that grows together with thorns. When Rav Papa would use this medicine, he would chew it and actually swallow it. Rav Papi, olus v'shodalei, Rav Papi would chew the saffron and spit the saffron out. If someone is not a baki b'derech eretz, and Rashi says, she'in l'koyach l'shamish, he doesn't have strength to have tashra mita, he should bring 3 kelim of 3 revias, each of saffron that grow in a field. The field was fertilized with sheep manure, and he should then grind them up very well and boil them in wine and drink the mixture. And the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Echon says, hein hachzirani l'narusi, that when I was older and I wanted to have tashra mita, this is the mixture that I had, and that brought me back to my youth. And as Rashi says, b'tashmish, I was able to have tashra mita. And the Gemara continues, shleisha dvarim machishin koichi shel adam, there are 3 things that weaken the strength of a person, ve'elu hein, and these are the ones, pachad is fear, or some sort of anxiety, derech traveling, v'avayin, and a person's averis. And Rashi says, pachad daiga, worry, shedoig al dava asid, that he's worried about something in the future, k'goyin tirid mizaynis, that he's thinking about how he's going to have panasa, or he's scared of an enemy. And Taisa says, says derech va'avin, either this is referring to daigas avin, that a person has too much anxiety that he shouldn't do averis, inami einish avin, or it's referring to a person being concerned about getting einshim for doing averis. As proof that all these three, they would be machish and koichesh adam, the Gemara now brings three different rayas from three kapitloch in Tehillim. Pachad, how do we know that pachad is machish and koichesh adam, the chsiv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, libe sechacha as vani koichi. Rashi says sechacha, which means something surrounds someone, it means mukav daiga, that this person is completely surrounded and is completely consumed with daiga. And the Radak in Tehillim says, ki adam hashalev libe shoket v'shanon, umishi yishle tzoris rabbis, machshaves of holchis, v'soves anavana. No one that has a lot of tzoris, then his machshaves keep wandering and keep going all over the place, and he thinks about the worst that potentially could happen. And the pirish sechacha, and the pirish of sechacha is saviv, is surrounding him, and the tagim of saviv is sechar sechar. And the Gemara continues, derech, how do we know that traveling is machish and koich shel adam, dechsiv, as a pasuk in Tehillim says, ina bederech koichi, that through traveling, my koich was taken away from me, avayin dechsiv, kashal barvayni koichi, that through avayrus, my strength was weakened. And the Gemara continues, shleisha dvarim matizin gufi shel adam, or some agaris matishin koich shel adam. And once again, these three things will weaken a person. Ve'eluhain, ochel me'umad, if someone eats standing, v'shusei me'umad, or he drinks while standing, v'shimish mitas me'umad, or he has tashmenita while standing. And the Gemara continues, chamisha kreven l'misa, yoysim l'chaim, there are five things that if you do even one of them, then you'll be closer to death than to being alive. Ve'eluhain, ochel v'omad, if a person eats and then he stands up, shasa v'omad, he drinks and then he stands up, hekiz dam v'omad, if he has a gaza dam and immediately stands up, yotrin v'omad, or if he was sleeping and when he wakes up, he immediately gets out of bed, shimish mitas v'omad, or if he has tashma mita and immediately gets up. And the bottom of Taisa Alman says, Mashma filo is echemen bilbad, midlay karmina law to be inconsiderate, is because in the next Kamara we will say that you have to do them all in the right order, and therefore, since it doesn't say it over here, so it's mashma, even if you do one, that will be craven lamisa yaisim nachayim. And the Gemara continues, Shisha isa isa miad mace, that if a person does all of these things and he does it in order, that person will die. If a person comes from traveling and he's very tired and exhausted, and hekes dam, and he does that cause of dam, and he goes into the bathhouse, vishas, and he drinks, vishtaka, and he becomes a shikha, vishyashin on gabikaka, and he goes to sleep on the ground, vishimish bitasai, and he has tashamita. In all these cases, there's a danger, this person will die immediately. And Arabecha, vishas, some kisidran, that it's only if you do all these six things, and you do them in this order. Abaya, kisidran meis, shalai kisidran chalish. Abaya says, if you do them all in order, then you will die. If you don't do them in order, but you do all six, then you'll become weak. And the Gemara continues, and yes, any is this true, vahma'iris, abdalila, abdalthlasman, alumis. There was this woman named Ma'iris that did three of these things for her Eved, and the Eved died. The Gemara answers, Ahu Kachashava, that Eved was weak, but generally a person that has strength and is a regular, normal, healthy person, they won't necessarily die if they only do three of these things, and the only way that they will die is if you do all six of these things. And as Rabbi Eichlin says, you have to do them in order as well. And the Gemara continues, Shmaina Ruben Kasha Miyutin Yafa, there are eight things, if you have too much of them, it's bad for you, and if you have a little bit, then it's good for you, and anything in moderation would be good. Ve'eluhain, and this is what we're referring to, Derech, if someone travels, Ve'derech Eretz, Tashma Mita, Oisha, if someone has wealth. And Rashi says, Miyuta Yafa V'rube Kasha Shem Mevatlim Talmud Torah or Magbi Levavai, because it's going to be Mevatlim from Talmud Torah, and it'll cause them to become haughty. And number four is a Mulacha, if someone does work. And number five is Yayin, is drinking wine. V'shein is number six, to sleep. Chamin, if someone drinks warm water. Rashi says, Lirchitz V'lishleis, to go to the bathhouse in warm water and to drink warm water. V'akaz Dam, and the last one is to be Mekaz Dam, and all of these things should be done in moderation. The Gemara continues, Shmoinu V'matim says Zera, there are 18 that are Mayed Amien Zera V'eluhain, Hamelech Salt V'arav V'hunger V'anetek V'tziras V'chir crying V'shinal Gabikaka, if he sleeps on the ground, V'gargonius, and eating coriander, V'kisha Shloi Bizmano, and eating hops that aren't in season, V'akazes Tam L'mata Keflayim, and if someone does the process of Akazes Dam and he does it on his lower body, that is two times as bad of the other things. Tana Kashem Shekosha L'mata Keflayim, that just like Akazes Dam, when you do it on your lower body, it's doubly as bad as the other things we've mentioned. Kach Yofel Ma'ila Keflayim, so too, done in moderation, Akazes Dam done on the upper body is actually very beneficial. And the Gemara continues, Amra Papa, and we continue Adaf Ayin Abayz, Lamata Lamata Mena Beitzim, Lamaila Lamaila Mena Beitzim. When the Gemara stated that you do have Kazas Dam on your lower portion of the body, it's referring to lower than your Bayim. And Rashi says, Kamoi Baragla Vashekov, for example, on your feet or your thighs. And when we said that it's good to do a Kazas Dam on your upper body, that's referring to a place that's Lamaila Mena Bayim. Rashi says, Bixfayim Uvitzava the Kilbuses, referring to the shoulders, your neck, or your hips. And the Gemara said that we mentioned eight things that are Maitan Azera, and one of them was Kshay Shalei Bizmana, eating hops that are not in season. Tana, we learned to the Braisa, Kashem Shekosh Shalei Bizmana, just like the beard, when they're not in its proper season, Kach Yofa Bizmana, so too they are beneficial for Zera when they are in season. Amra Papa, Zmana Tamas, what are we referring to when we mention its season? We're referring to summertime, shalabis manatevis, and when it's not in season, that's in the winter, yoimi nisim v'yoimi tishrei, during spring and during fall, loimalav loikashu, it is not beneficial and is not bid for zera. And the Gemara now goes back to Mesechtas Gittin and will discuss what we mentioned in the Mishnah, that mishachsa kud yaikis v'amma kisvu get l'ishti loyam aklum, if someone drinks too much wine and therefore he is stricken by a shade called kud yaikis, and he tells two people, I want you to go and write a get for my wife, and even if he said kisvu through, then we would not be able to listen to instructions. However, amma kisvu get l'ishti v'achsa kud yaikis v'chaz v'amma loistach v'enu ein dvar machreinim klum, and if while he was completely healthy, he said, I want you to write a get for my wife, and I want you to give it to my wife, and then it was achzu kudyakis, and during the time that we had kudyakis, he actually said, I don't want you to write this get for my wife, or I don't want you to give it to my wife, then ein dvar machreinim klum, and the Gemara will now have a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish as to what this means. And the Gemara begins, Reish Lakish says, kaisim neisim get la'alta, we completely ignore the fact that he has kudyakis at this point, and we actually ignore his instructions, and we would actually be able to write, and we would be able to give the get to his wife while he has kudyakis. Rabbi Yechon says, in kaisim el shishtafa, while he has kudyakis, we would not be able to write or give this get to his wife, and we would only write and give the get to his wife once he gets better. And the Gemara explains, my time at Reish Lakish, what's pshat in Reish Lakish, diktani, because the Mishnah stated, ein bidvar v'achreinim klum, that we ignore his secondary instructions. And as Taisa says, mi yistu ha-loshin dayik, we actually mi dayik this from the extra loshin in the Mishnah, the havel l'meima harei l'yichzvu v'yitnu, as if the pshat is like Rabbi Yechon, then we should have said that we should write it and we should give the get to his wife, inami dayik midloi tana in tzarech l'baikur pam shniyah, to have a master shemantina miya ad shiyishtafa. And by the fact that the Mishnah used such a strong lashon and says be'ein bedvar v'achreinim klum, therefore it's mashma that we completely ignore his words and we actually would write and give the get to his wife while he still has kudyakis. Rabbi Yechon Amar L'chan, Rabbi Yechon will respond, ein bedvar v'achreinim klum, what the Mishnah meant when it says that we ignore his words is not that we actually will write the get and give the get to his wife while he has kudyakis, because as the Gemara will explain, Rabbi Yechon holds it's considered shaita during that period of time, but l'chimitzel l'tzarchum hedam luchibay, that once he gets better we don't have to go and ask him if he wants to give this get to his wife, and immediately the shluchim could go and write a get for his wife and give the get to his wife. However, you can't write the get until he gets better. And the Gemara says, what is the actual basis for the machlekes? Reish Lakish compares someone that has kudyakis to someone who's sleeping. And just like if someone tells his shliach to go and give a get to his wife, the shliach doesn't have to make sure that the moment that he gave the get to his wife, that the person was still up and was not sleeping, as of course, even though he's sleeping, he's not considered a shaita, and the get is certainly valid. However, Rabbi Yechon compares the case of kudyakis to a person that's a shaita. Certainly the din is that if someone was a pikeach and he told the shliach to go and deliver a get to his wife and then he became a shaita, that get would not be valid. And the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yechon nami libmin liyashin, l'chayr, why didn't Rabbi Yechon compare someone who has kudyakis to someone that's sleeping? And the Gemara explains, yashin le mechusim maisa, hay mechusim maisa. And he explains, because when someone is sleeping, there's no maisa that has to be done, and all he has to do is wake up and then he'll be back to normal, and therefore even while sleeping, we consider that person a bar das. However, a person that has kudyakis has to have some sort of a remedy, and since there's a medicine that he has to take, therefore, at that point, we don't consider the person a bar das, and his get would not be valid. And the Gemara asks, Reish Lakish nami nidmai l'shoita, l'chayr Reish Lakish should also agree to Rabbi Yechon that we should compare someone that has kudyakis to someone that's a shoita, because you have to take a medicine. As the Gemara in Daf Samach Zayin on Beis taught us, Maya Susei Bistra Sumka Gomri B'chamr Marka. The Gemara answers, Shoita Loi Samya Biyodan, that a Shoita doesn't have any cure, and that's why he can't give a get. Hi, Sami Biyodan. However, this person, even though at this moment he's not so well, however, there is a cure of Bistra Sumka Gomri B'chamr Marka, eating lean meat that was cooked on coals and drinking wine which was very diluted. Therefore, we consider him more competent than a Shoita, and his get would be valid. And the Gemara continues, did Rabbi Yechon really say that if someone has kudyakis, he can't give a get? But we know Rabbi Huda said in the name of Shmuel, shachar b'shnayim o'rev shnayim, if someone's throat was slit and his trachea and his esophagus were cut, or rev shnayim were cut, and v'ramiz v'amar kisvu get l'ishti harei elu yichtu v'yitnu, and if he's miramis to someone to write a get for his wife, then even though he didn't say kisvu through, they could actually write the get, and they could even give it to his wife, even though he's about to die. V'tanya, we also have a brayso that states, ru'u maguyad oit solav al sliva, if someone sees that there's a person that was cut up in pieces, or he's hanging from the gallows, and once again, that if he's miramis that he should write a get for his wife, then you could go and write a get and give the get to his wife, even though this person's about to die. L'chayr, based on Shmuel's din and based on the brisa, so why should kudyakis be different? If l'chayr, a person that's wounded also doesn't have das tzlura, and we still say it's a valid get, so l'chayr, mishachsu kudyakis should also be a valid get. And Ayin Rashba, who asked that l'chayr, why does the Gemara bring a raya against Rabbi Yechon from Al Meira, and he brings from Rabbi Huda Shmuel, and then brings from a Braisa, and L'chayr, the Gemara should have only brought a question from the Braisa and not for the words of Rabbi Huda Meshmuel. And L'chayr, Rabbi Pashas, the reason why the Gemara brings in Shmuel is because in a moment we'll see that the Gemara will actually ask another question on Shmuel, and therefore the Gemara brought this in order to get to that point. Regarding its question on Rabbi Echon, the Gemara answers, Hachi Hashto, that you can't compare the two cases, Hasam Daitit Selusahi, over there the person is definitely clear, the Kachushusa who does Chilabai, but the mice is about to die, and he's starting to get weak, and therefore he can't speak necessarily very well, but the mice, he has all his das, and that's why it would be a valid get. Hachi Daitit Shagishtahi, over here the person is confused, and as Rashi says, Shagishto Tagam Shomahuma, Kloim Das Mavuvul, and this person is incoherent, and that's why the case of Kodiakis is worse than the case of a person that's about to die, and that's why Rabbi Echon says that his get would not be valid. And Tezis asks a major question on our Gemara, as how could the Gemara ask this question specifically on Rabbi Echon, if L'chayr, this question from the Braisa should be a question on our Mishnah as well, as in our Mishnah we stated, Misha Achsu Kodiakis Va'oma Kisvu Get La'ishti Lo'yam Aklum, and L'maisa in this Braisa we stated, Shach B'Shnayim, and he said, Kisvu Harei L'yichtvu V'yidnu, if in the Havmin of the Gemara there is no difference between Misha Achsu Kodiakis and someone that's about to die, then L'chayr, why should it be then the case of Shachar B'Shnayim that it is a valid get, and the case of Misha Achsa Kudyarkis is not a valid get? And Taisa says, Yeshlaim B'dah Pshita, that certainly even the Havmin was Pashitas, the B'Shasha Amma Kisvu Akati Daitit Slusahi, that in the case where a person is about to die and he says Kisvu, that certainly has clarity, he certainly has Das, V'loi Dami La'achsa Kudyarkis, and certainly the Gemara never thought that it's similar to the case of Kudyarkis, Al-Kaim Shichta V'Yinasi Yischalish V'Yiskalkal V'Ashasta Sina Nirloi L'Damis La'achsa Kudyarkis, and we're not talking about the moment that he said that he should write it and he should give it, but we're talking about the moment that he's actually giving this get. Certainly at that moment, which is much later when the get is going to be given to his wife, at that point this person will be so weak and he potentially is a geisus, and at that point he definitely is not daitis lula, and it is at this point that the Gemara is comparing it to a case of achsa kudyakis, and the Gemara asks Rabbi Echon, that how can you say that at the point when someone has kudyakis you can't give a get to his wife, if we know that at a point when a person is about to die and his das is no longer tzlula, we can still deliver a get to his wife, since his instructions were at a point when it was daitis lula. And Ayin Taisa, we points out that really the Gemara's question is just as legitimate on Reish Lakish, because the reason why Reish Lakish says by Achsu Kudaikis you could give a get for the husband, that's because he has Samya Biyadei and he has a way to get better. And L'chayr, by the case of Shachat Reiv Shtayim, where he can't get better, L'chayr, certainly even Reish Lakish should agree that this person should have a din of a shaita. And how could it be that the Braisa says that you could give the get to his wife? And at the bottom of Taisa, he says, Olasfarim Deloy Gassium Yom Rabbecha Hachi Asi Shape De Parchlef Devayo Ina Chanami. Our Gemara works out very well according to those that are not Gerus, Umi Am Rabbechachi, and Ein Chinami. The Gemara's question is on Reish Lakish as well. Inami Nak Rabbechan, or Taisa says that we actually spoke about Rabbechan, Mishum Nakam Behedia in Kaisen, because Rabbechan says that you can't write a get for a person that's Achsukud Yaikis, and therefore we asked Rabbechan, but Ein Chinami, the Gemara's question is really on Reish Lakish as well. And two other points. Number one, Taisa points out in Diba Masach, Varamas Va'amma Kisvugat Laishti, that certainly that this person who had Reiv Shnayim that was severed cannot speak, and therefore when the Gemara stated, "V'ramas va'amma kisvu get l'ishti k'goyin she'amr lo yinichtiv get l'ishticha." It's talking about a scenario where we said to him, "Should we write a get for your wife?" B'hichem b'reishai, and he shook his head and he showed that he wants to write this get and give it to his wife. V'shema in tzarich l'beika k'mam yasisin m'shum de'beis be'dayt eslusa k'daminim b'samach. And although we previously learned in the Mishnah that when someone's hichem reishai, we have to test him. However, that was specifically talking about a person that became mute. However, in our Gemara, we were talking about someone that's about to die. In that case, the Gemara says that dayt eslusa, and we wouldn't have to ask him questions in order to determine if he meant that he wanted to give a get based on him shaking his head. Also, Ayin Taisa Diba Maschah Hasam Daitit Slusahi, where Taisa points out, based on his way of learning our Gemara, that Layodar Rabbein Yitzchak Ad Masi Yechashav Daitit Slusah, until what point is it considered this person that's about to die has clarity? The Lekel Meimad Baku B'Shasta Sinas Get, as it's impossible that we actually go and examine him at the point that we're giving get, Dim Kain Le'ev Aparach Mid Rabbechon, as if so, we wouldn't be asking any question of Rabbechon. And Taisa states, V'Shema Ad Sheyevod Shenitra Daita Yechashav Daitit Slusa, Ayin and Taisis, and then Taisis discusses the din of a Shchimra as to making sure that he has Daitit Slusa, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Umi HaMashmul Hachi, could it be that Shmuel said that Shachar B'Shnayim, or Rav Shnayim, V'Ramiz V'Amma Kisvu Gel Ishti, Harei Ilu Yichtu V'Yidnu, and therefore we see that Shmuel hold that this person is considered Mechayim, and it's considered a get Mechayim. From Maisa, V'Am Rabbi Yehuda HaMashmul, Rabbi Yehuda himself said over the following the name of Shmuel, Shachar B'Shnayim, or Rav Shnayim, or Barach, that if two Adim saw that Reuven's throat was slit, or Reiv Shnayim was slit, and he runs away, then they could testify that Reuven died, as Rashi says, Shemais lahasis ishtai, in order for his wife to get remarried. And the Gemara asks, V'yisak adai techayu, and if you're going to say that Rabbi Huda Mishmuel said you could give this get, so the Chari is still alive, so I might Chaim Eidin Lav, how could it be that he could say testimony that he's dead if Lamaisa, we just said, he could even give a get? And the Gemara answers, Amri Chayu V'Seifu Lomas, that in a Chanami, we don't look at this person that he must be dead already, but we say that certainly he's alive, and if they quickly write a get and they give the get to his wife, then certainly it would be considered a get Mechayim. However, when they're saying testimony about this person is that his wife could get married at a future point, and at that point, certainly this person died. And the Gemara asks, El Me'atri Hei Goyle El Yodei, if it's true that he's about to die, and he will eventually die based on this wound, so L'chayra, the din should be, that at B'shoigei, Reuven slits the throat of Shimon, and he didn't die immediately, and he died a bit later, then L'maisa, we just explained that Chayu, but Seifu Lamas, so therefore we see that he causes death. Therefore, in a case where Reuven was shachat by Shnayim, or Reuven Shnayim, B'shoigei, Reuven should have to go to Golas. Now, L'matanya, and therefore, why do we learn in the Braisa that shachat by Shnayim, or Reuven Shnayim, Hareza in a Goyla? If B'shoigei, Reuven severs the trachea and esophagus, or Reuven of those two simonim, and Shimon doesn't die immediately, the din is that Reuven would not go to Golas. And the Gemara explains, Ha'idma Allah, that B'digei Golas is a big chilip between someone that dies immediately and someone that doesn't die immediately. As Amr Rab Heshia stated, B'digei the din of Golas, Chayshin and Shem Ruach Bilbaltai, that we have to be Chayshish, that maybe the wind came and that caused part of the person's death, and Inami, who clear Vis Misasai, or Shimon himself, by moving around and thrashing about, he also caused part of his death. And that's why, although certainly Shimon will die, however, L'maisa, Reuven wasn't the only cause of the death, and B'digei Golas is a special din, V'yapel of the Yamais. In order to be Chayiv Golas, you have to be the only cause of this person's death. And since there may be other extraneous causes of this death, therefore, Reuven is not Chayiv Golas. And although, as Tais points out, that certainly we would not make this chiluk B'negei or someone to kill someone B'mezid, and that person would certainly be Chayiv Misa, as the Pasuk of Mishpatim tells us, V'chiruven anashav hika ish esrei'eu be'evenai be'egar v'lo yamos v'nafal mishkav, and if he dies, the person will certainly be Chayiv Misa, only in Yaakov v'salech b'chutz al-mishatei v'nika maka rak shifta yitin v'rapai rapai. And Tais points out that there are many dinim that are different between someone that kills someone b'shegig and someone kills someone b'mezid. For example, the din of derech rida, the derech aliyah, ayin in Taisus. Where he asks, my benau, what is the nafkamina between the two reasons that Rabbi Hishia gave, either chashin shem ruach bil blasai or hukiri ves misasai? And the Gemara answers that there's two nafkaminas. Number one, ikka benau, the shachter b'beisa the shisha upirchais. If Reuven slit Shimon's throat b'shegig in a house made of marble where there was no wind, and therefore the wind couldn't have been a factor in the death, and l'maisa, at that point, Shimon was thrashing about, and therefore he was kirvitz misasai. We don't have a chash shem ruach bil blasai. And number two, inami the shachter b'bara v'le pirchais, that he shechted him outside and there was air, but Shimon did not thrash about. In that case, based on the chash of shem ruach bil blasai, he would not go to Golas, and based on who kirvitz misasai, since Shimon did not thrash about, therefore he would not kirvitz misasai, and Reuven would have to go to Golas. And ayin taisa diba maskel b'beis the shisha idloy pirchais, which taisa gives an explanation as to the two different tirutzim of Rav Hashia, and taisa says ma chasha bilbul ruach kir misasa yaisu pirchas ma chasha pirchas kir misa yaisu bilbul ruach v'tavar bo shiyomus machbis v'yotech v'loy machbis daba achar. Inami taisa says ma chasha pirchas machbis v'yotech mishim nechol odin daka v'parchas machbis shchita, that the first teretz of shem haruach bilblasai holds that if a person is only thrashing about, that's normal part of killing someone, and that would not be considered an outside factor. And the other mandama holds that bilbul ruach is machbis v'yotech mishim asim v'meila, that since there's always going to be wind, therefore that's considered as if the Ritzeach had to take that into account, and that's considered like the Ritzeach killed him. Masha Enke, if the person's thrashing about, that would be different. And then Taisa says, possibly like Pligi, that both of these Lashonis are not Chaylik at all, that the only way that a person would be Chayiv to go to Golas is only if he kills a person in a marble home and the person was not thrashing about. And even so, the Gemara is just explaining what the Nafkaminas are between these two reasons, even though Lemaisa and Lalocha, there is no Nafkamina, as the only way that you'll be Chayiv to go to Golas is if you have both factors. Number one, you're in a marble home, and number two, the person did not thrash about. And the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin Abayis, and it quotes from the last case of the Mishnah, Nishtatek, if someone becomes mute, for Amru Loi, two people say to him, Nichtav get l'ishtecha, should we write a get for your wife? V'hichem b'roishai, and he shakes his head in the affirmative, Baikon, they say, Shleisha pamim, im amal lav lav, al hein hein, harei ilu yichtav v'yitnu. Rashi and the Mishnah explained that we actually baidik him with six different questions, three where the answer is yes, and three where the answer would be no. And our Gemara begins, V'leichesh dum shichya de lav lav nokte, inami shichya de hein hein nokte, l'chari we should be chayshish, that maybe this person has some sort of a disease where he shakes his head no, or he shakes his head yes, and therefore we can't rely on his answers. And Taisus asks, the L'chari, since we're asking six questions, three where the answer is yes, and three where the answer is no, L'chari, what is the Gemara's question? Taisus explains, Kleima v'chad mehen ibelav oy behein ene bedaitoi, and therefore we have to be chayshish, that maybe with one of these answers, he actually is not bedaitoi, and his responses are involuntary twitches. And the Gemara answers, Amar Beis Ba Menyumi, Amar Nachman, Damrin Le Besirigin, that when we ask these questions, we ask them at different intervals, and we don't ask them all immediately, and therefore, since we see that he's actually answering at different times of the day, so then we know that he actually is not twitching, and these are voluntary responses. And the Gemara asks, V'lechash Dilma Shichya Desirigin Nakle, maybe he has a disease where his twitches come intermediately, and the Gemara answers, Damrin Le Chad La, Betrain Hein, Betrain La, Vechad Hein, that when we ask him these questions, we don't ask him questions where all the responses are yes first, and then all the responses are no, or vice versa. We ask him these questions in mixed up order, and therefore, if he's going to answer yes and no on the right questions and give the proper answers, then we know that he's actually a badass. And since he shook his head in the affirmative that he wants to write a get and give it to his wife, therefore we would go and write a get and give it to his wife. The Gemara continues, to be Rabbi Shmuel Tano, we learned to the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, Im loy dvarim shel yimaisek hami b'yimaisek shamim. We ask him questions that are generally only related to the summer months during the winter, v'shel yimaisek shamim b'yimaisek hama, and we ask him questions that are relevant to the winter months during the summer months. The Gemara asks, my niu, what are we referring to? Ilay maglupkuri v'sedini, if we're going to ask him during the summertime, do you want a wool coat? Or during the summertime, we ask him if he wants a linen sheet. And if in the summer he says no, then we know that he's a badass because a person wouldn't want a wool coat during the summer. And if we ask him if he wants a linen sheet during the winter, if he responds that he doesn't want one, then we know he's a badass. And if he responds he wants one, then we would see that he's not mentally competent, as a person wouldn't want a linen sheet during the winter, as it wouldn't be warm enough. And the Gemara says that this can't be the question, as lechash duma kurachte inami chamachte. These would not be valid questions, and they would not be a raya. During the summer, even if he wants a wool coat, it could be because he's cold. And during the winter, if he wants a linen sheet, it could be because he's very hot. And this would not be a raya for his competency. And as Taisa says, v'lom malon l'cheish v'kasheita v'noyma she'ein eget v'na'agen ishtechinam, and will cause that his wife will become an aguna for no reason. And we continue on daf ayin aleph amid aleph. And the Gemara states, ela v'peri, the questions that we ask him are things that are relevant to those fruits grow during the summer and that grow during the winter. And as Rashi says, she'ein mitzuyim ba'isashar, that these fruits are out of season and are not available at that time frame. And Taisa is bothered with Rashi's pshat, as in Lefarish, you can't explain she'ein lo'im reitz pri she'li meisek shami b'meisek hama y'ipcha v'oy mehein ki ze efshel limtzai b'kfushim b'dvash oy b'in y'achar, that it's possible to find those fruits at all times of year, because it could be that they were pickled or in some other way that these fruits would still be available even if it's out of season, and like nowadays that we always can import fruits. And therefore Taisa explains that she'ein lo'im reitz she'yuk lo'im in ha'ilon, that we ask him, do you want me to go and pick for you an apple during a time frame where certainly apples were not on the tree and it was not during the season? And therefore, if he answers yes, then we know that he's not a badass and his get would not be valid. And I even taste this on the bottom of the Amid and Diba Maskel, the Be'er Rabbi Shmuel Tana, that according to Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, it would come out even if we only ask one question to this person and he would actually understand the difference between the winter and summer fruits, then that would be enough of a raya that he's either a badass or he's not a badass. And this bedika is different than the bedika that we mentioned in our Mishnah, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.